176 Pete and Marianne Sparosa, east of Blue Teal, being lot 16, block B within Swan Keys Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement. State your name and address.
Charles Cohen, 33195 Lighthouse Road, Unit 11, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do. Thank you. Evening, Mr. Chairman.
Evening,
Board. How are you tonight?
Very well. Yourself?
Very good. Thank you. I'm here tonight on behalf of our clients, Pete and Marianne Sparosa, looking to, first of all, apologize to the Board. The first time I was here 2 months ago, Mr. Mills was very kind to help my mathematics that evening. I reversed the setback numbers, and we spent an inordinate amount of time reversing the numbers. In my, I guess, zealousness to get all of the six items mentioned into record that evening, one of the items failed to make it onto the record, and I'm here tonight to rectify that, to ask your indulgence again with me. I promise to get the mathematics right tonight. On the south side of the property, we're looking for a 9.6 from a 10-foot setback. It was advertised. I talked to Bud this morning in the office. I noticed on this application sheet, it actually says north side. It's actually the south side. And the application, actually the advertisement, was just the side yard variance, which that's why I'm here tonight, not to make another mockery of my presentation in front of the Board. So with that being said, wanted to thank the Board, especially Mr. Mills, for helping me the last time, and request that you approve the south side variance to 9.6.
So the notations then on the north side were from the last variance?
It was, and I went down through six of them. When I got to the north side, that's when I started having my problems, and it didn't get on the record, and that's why we're here tonight, just to make sure that it's on the record.
Okay. Sounds easy. All right. Are there any questions? Mr. McGee, do you have any further questions? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Did we already consider and approve the other variance requests?
Yes, sir, you did. It was all, we did receive the letter. That everything on the north side had been approved.
Okay. I think it had been. Yep. Any further questions, Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9776, as these are very small lots and it's almost impossible to put a double wide on them without the variance, and we've granted many in this development.
I don't think it'll adversely affect the neighborhood. It's a minimum variance.
Hey, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 9776. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you. Have a good evening, gentlemen.
You too.
Case number 9776.